Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
从以赛亚书四十章开始啊，我们可以看到神对以色列百姓的安慰跟应许。
Starting in chapter 40, God begins to comfort and promise good to the people of Israel.
因为神的公义之后就有慈爱。
Because after judgment and punishment comes love.
那四十章以后啊，也提到啊，弥赛亚的来临。
And from chapter 40 onwards, it prophesies about the coming of the Messiah.
也就是新约时代主耶稣所签证啊，神的国要来临。
In other words, it's the kingdom of God is here, as is said in the New Testament.
所以四十章以后啊，含有预言的成分在内。
So from chapter 40 to 48 is all about this prophecy.
所以对我们这个世代来说。给我们很多的盼望跟安慰。
It gives us today in this world hope and comfort.
我们看四十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 42.
四十二章在描写主的仆人。
This chapter talks about the servants of the Lord.
四十二章里面已经开始在预言福音要传到传给外邦人。
It already talks about how the gospel would be spread to the Gentiles.
我们看第五
Let's read
第五节
verse
5. 创造天地铺方穹苍的地而一界并是气息的给地上众人又是灵性给行在其上的神主如此说我们再看第六节
And verse 6.
我凭公义造你，必扶持你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。这段圣经其实从第一节一直都是在预言主耶稣的降临。
From verse 1, it's talking about the coming of Jesus.
那第一节四十二章第一节说是我的仆人。
In verse 1, it refers to Jesus as The servant of the Lord.
他成为一个人，他是做仆人来服侍天上的神。
Jesus comes to the world in the flesh and is a servant for the heavenly Father.
那第一节下面说，我心所喜悦的。
And then it says, the servant is the chosen one in whom I delight.
主耶稣是神所喜悦的。
Jesus was the one who delighted God.
主耶稣说，我所做的都是父在我里面做的。
Jesus said to the world that whatever work I do is the Father working through me.
我所说的是父在我里面告诉我的。
And what I say are the words that the Father has spoken to me.
所以主耶稣所说所做的都是神在他里面做事情。
So everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus said was the Father doing or saying through him.
所以他是父所喜悦的。
That is why he was the one in whom God delighted.
下面说，我已将我的灵赐给他。
Next phrase says, I will put my spirit on him.
所以神的灵充满主耶稣。
And that's why the spirit of God filled Jesus.
因着他有美好的服侍。
And that's why he served in a great fashion.
今天我们服侍神就是要效法耶稣。
Today when we serve, we need to imitate Jesus.
要被神的灵充满。
We need to be filled with his Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的带领之下，我们的服侍就蒙神喜悦。
And then with the Holy Spirit, our servitude can be pleasing to God.
第二节在讲主耶稣传福音时候的一些特色。
And it talks about how the situation would occur when Jesus was preaching.
说他不宣讲不扬声，不使街上人听见他的声音。
Verse 2 says he will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets.
所以主耶稣是一个很安静的人。
Meaning Jesus was a quiet man.
我还记得有一个姐妹在南加州做见证。
I remember a sister was testifying in Southern California.
她到欧洲去参加欧陆灵修会。
She had gone to Europe to attend
灵修会
a spiritual seminar.
她第一个感觉觉得这个团体太安静了。
And her initial reaction upon arriving was that this fellowship was too quiet.
那她在外面本来都是蹦蹦跳跳的。
Because she was a very active individual.
后来她得圣灵。
But later she received the Holy Spirit.
大家发现这里面是有原因的。
And then she discovered that there is a reason for this quietness.
因为神所同在的地方是安静。
Because God exists in the midst of quietness.
所以主耶稣不争竞不喧嚷。
So Jesus does not shout nor cry out.
圣经说街上的也没有人听见他的声音。
And no one in the streets could hear his voice.
哇，这是神的国的一个特性。
This is one characteristic of the kingdom of God.
那下面第三节讲主耶稣对待怎么对待人。
And then it says how Jesus would treat others.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。
Jesus would not break the bruised reed and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
一方面主耶稣有公义，但是另一方面主耶稣很慈爱。
On one hand, Jesus brings justice, but yet on the other hand, he brings mercy.
这压伤的芦苇，江残的灯火也可以指着人。
A bruised reed, a smoldering wick can refer to us today.
有的人啊，信仰真的很软弱，好像那个江残的灯火，你只要小心一吹，它就灭掉了。
Some people, their faith is like a smoldering wick. If you're not careful, you'll blow it out.
但是主耶稣不把它吹灭。
But Jesus will never blow this smoldering wick out.
压伤的芦苇他也不折断。
This bruised reed he will never break.
所以有时候我们看到离开教会很久的弟兄姊妹，忽然间信仰又回头了。
That's why sometimes we see members who depart from the church for a very long time, yet all of a sudden they come back as fervent as ever.
我们有时候看到这个人大概没有希望了。
From a human standpoint, we may think this person is hopeless.
这是我们在看。
But that's human perspective.
但是对主耶稣来说，
But in God's eyes,
很可能这个信徒是压伤的芦苇。
Perhaps this is the smoldering wick.
可能他心里面的受什么伤害，所以他。离开了教会。
Perhaps he was wounded deeply in his heart, and that's why he departed from the church.
有一天主耶稣会再带他回来。
But one day Jesus may bring him back.
这是主耶稣来世界的心。
This is the heart that he had when he came to the world.
虽然他谴责罪恶，但是他怜悯罪人。
Even though he came to bring justice to the sin, he forgave the sinners.
他说有病的才用得着医生。
He tells us that only the sick need a physician.
所以很多犯罪的。是主所怜悯的人。
So we are all sinners, and we have all been forgiven by the blood of Jesus.
这个四十二章在描写主耶稣他是世界上的光。
So chapter 42 tells us Jesus is the light of the world.
那在我们刚刚读第六节下半句说他要做外邦人的光。
And he will be a light for the Gentiles in verse 6.
所以外邦人要得到福音，在以赛亚书里面早就预言了。
So the fact that the gospel would be preached to the Gentiles was foretold even here in Isaiah chapter 42. 那
一直到《使徒行传》第十章，彼得传给哥尼流才往外实现。
This prophecy was only fulfilled in Acts chapter 10 when Peter preached to Cornelius.
那大概已经八百年以后。
800 years later.
所以神所预定的事情，到时候就会照着这样实现。
So anything that God has prearranged, when the time comes, that prearrangement will come to fulfillment.
因为他是历史的主人。
Because God is master of history.
我们服侍神的人只是一个仆人。
We are just servants.
好，那第七节开始在提到主来的工作。
And then from continuing on, it talks about the work that Jesus would perform.
主耶稣要开瞎子的眼睛。
Verse 7, he would open eyes that are blind.
眼睛一开，我们才发现说，原来有一个灵界的存在。
Only when we open our eyes do we recognize the existence of our spiritual soul.
我们才知道有天国有地狱。
Then we realize that there is indeed a heaven and a hell.
我们才知道有来世的永生。
Then we know that there is an eternity.
我们才知道活在地上也有魔鬼的工作，也有神的工作。
Then we realize that in this planet there is the work of Satan and the work of God.
所以很多人不知道追求是因为眼睛没有开。
Many people know not to seek God because their eyes have not been opened.
那下面说被囚的出监牢。
It says that Jesus comes to free the captives from prison.
那被囚可以指着罪恶。
Captives are captive by sin.
坏的习惯，坏的个性。
By their bad habits, by their bad personality.
被囚就是失去的自由，被控制。
Being captured means losing your freedom, your liberty.
那主耶稣要把他带出来，让他得自由。
But Jesus would bring them out of their captivity to give them freedom.
领黑暗的出监牢。
Jesus would release them from the dungeon and darkness.
黑暗就代表没有希望。
Darkness represents a lack of hope.
人生常常有一些时刻好像没有希望。
That's why in our daily lives, sometimes we feel hopeless.
但是从黑暗出来就看到光。
But when we come out from the darkness, we see the light.
所以任何一件事情有神同在就有希望。
So whenever Jesus is with us, then we will have hope.
所以我们人生是很积极的。
So our human life is quite fragile.
因为我们有神。
And it's hopeless if we don't have God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我是神，这是我的名，我不将我的荣耀归给假神。
Now see, the former things have taken place in verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
所以为什么神呢、啊、非常愤怒人拜偶像。
Why is it that God hates people who worship idols?
因为将荣耀归给假神。
Because it is giving his glory to a false God.
那再看第九节。
Verse 9.
但先前的事已经成就了，现在我将心事说明，这是未发明以前我早就说给你们听了。
Verse 9. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
所以还没有事情，还没有成就，神早就知道，神早就预告。
So God knows things and announces things far before they occur.
所以这是42章啊，在提到主耶稣来，他做外邦人的光。
So chapter 42 tells us that Jesus comes to be a light for the Gentiles.
所以万民都要来称颂啊这一位救主。
So that all people will come and give praise to the Savior.
我们看我们再看43章啊。
Let's continue to chapter 43.
从43章一直到44章。
From chapter 43 and 44.
在提到神应许要赐福给他的民。
It talks about God's promised blessings for the people.
所以以赛亚书的后半句哈，我们后半段我们一直念了，里面充满着神的安慰、应许、祝福。
So the latter portion of Isaiah is filled with God's blessing, comfort, and encouragement.
那这些应许祝福都要赐给我们。
And all these promises and blessings are for us today.
所以我们信主的人啊，不应该悲观。
So we must not lose hope.
因为神给我们的应许是大的。
Because Jesus' blessing and promise for us is great.
第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各啊，创造你的神，以色列啊，造你的那一位，现在如此说，不要怕，因为我救赎了你，我提你的名造你，你本来是属我的。第二节。
Verse 2.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你撩过江河的水，必不漫过你；你从火中行过，必不被烧着，也不烤在你，照着你身上。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为我是主你的神。以色列的圣者，你的救主。在这个地方，神对他们说：“不要怕。”
This passage tells us to fear not.
我提过你的名。
I have called you by name.
然后我要跟你同在。
And I will be with you.
你经过任何一个环境都不要怕。
Whatever you go through, do not fear.
因为我是你的神。
Because I am your God.
圣经里面给我很多这样的应许跟安慰。
This theme is repeated over and over throughout the Bible.
所以我们信主的人有常常有神同在，我们不怕。
So we as believers in Jesus, we should not fear because Jesus is with us.
我们不怕，不是说我们有什么条件。
We are not afraid, not through any doing of our own.
是因为神对我们有应许，神要与我们同在。
Rather, it's because Jesus has promised that He will be with us.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的，是我为自己的荣耀创作的，是我所做成、所造作的。
Verse 7 reads, Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
人是神造的。
Human beings were created by God.
所以人不可能在神的以外找到我们活着要做什么。
And so we cannot find a meaning of life other than that to do with God.
在神以外找不到人生的意义。
There is no meaning of life without God.
只有回到神 在他的话语里面我们才知道神造我们要做什么。
Only if we return to God will we find a meaning to life.
这样我们活着才有意义。
Then we will have a meaning in our lives.
离开神一切都变成虚妄没有意义。
If we leave God, then we will have no meaning in our life. We will be hopeless.
所以我们看到很多人活着没有神其实是很可怜的。
So today we look around the world and we see many people who live without God.
那我们人活着有没有意义不在乎我们来判断自己。
Now, living with a meaning in our lives is not dependent on ourselves.
是在乎神怎么看我们。
But it's rather God who judges whether you have meaning in your life.
那这个第七节就是神造我们是为他的荣耀创造的。
Verse 7 tells us very clearly that we human beings are created for the glory of God.
我们种一个果树，目的就是要有得到一个果子。
If we plant a fruit tree, the purpose is so that we can eat its fruit.
那你等了几年都没有结果子，就没有达到目的。
If after a few years the tree still bears no fruit, then our goal has failed.
那神让我们在地上，目的就是要荣耀他。
God allows us human beings to live in this world in order to glorify Him.
那我们活着就有意义。
In that fashion, our lives will have meaning.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17.
第四节。
John 17 verse
4. 十七章第四节。
John chapter 17 verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀的你，你所托付的事我已经完全了。第五节
Verse 5
父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀这里主耶稣要分离以前向天父这样报告
Jesus announced to the world in these two verses
说我在地上已经荣耀了你
He looked toward heaven and said Father I have glorified your name in this world
那你托付我的事我做完了
Because I have completed the work you gave me to do.
那这个第四节呀、啊，能够，第四节讲完才有第五节。
Only after there's verse 4 can there be a verse 5.
求你跟我，求你使我跟你同享荣耀。
Verse 5 says, Father, glorify me in your presence.
就是天国的荣耀。
The glory that exists in the kingdom of heaven.
所以在地上完成神的托付，荣耀神。我们才有天上的荣耀。
So today, only if we complete the work that God gives us to do in this world, will we have glory in the kingdom of heaven.
我们再回到以赛亚书四十三章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 43.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
这个百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
21 reads, The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
所以人被造就是要借着我们的生活我们的一切来传扬神的美德
So today we exist in order to proclaim the praise of God
所以诗篇里面在讲诸天述说神的荣耀
It tells us that the heavens and the earth proclaim the majesty of God
这就是神创造天地的目的
This is the reason God created the heavens and the earth
传扬他的荣耀
To magnify his great name
所以这个最简单的判别我们活着是不是有意义
This is one of the greatest standards that we can use to judge ourselves to see if our life has meaning
能够荣耀神就有意义
If we can glorify God with our lives then our life has meaning
请看十一节
Let's turn to verse 11
是四十三章十一节
Chapter 43 verse 11
唯有我是神除了以外别没有救主
I, even I, am the Lord and apart from me there is no Savior
只有神是独一的没有其他的神
God is one There is no other God but God
这是圣经里面重复出现的主题
This is one of the main themes in the Bible
二十五节
In verse 25
唯有我为自己的缘故图谋你的过犯我也不纪念你的罪恶
25 I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more
为什么说为自己的缘故涂抹我们的过犯
Why is it that he says this He blots out your transgressions for his own sake
因为他的慈爱
because of God's mercy.
所以他涂抹我们的过犯。
And so he rids us of our transgressions.
是为着他的荣耀。
It's in order that we may glorify his name.
也为着他的信实。
And to magnify his justice and true nature.
神涂抹我们的过犯。
That's why he gets rid of our sins.
所以这四十三章在提到神应许是给他百姓的福分。
And that's how chapter 43 tells us of the promise that he gives his people.
那四十四章一直到第五节，跟四十三章是连在一起的。
Now chapter 44 up to verse 5 is linked to chapter 43.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2 in chapter 44.
造作你的，又从从你出胎造就你的，并要吩咐你的神如此说：我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的耶稣伦啊，不要害怕。这个地方在描写神是造就我们的，而且从你出胎，神就造就我们。
This passage tells us that God creates us from the first instant of conception in the womb.
所以人的存在是因为神允许才会存在。
Human beings exist only because God willed it so.
而且是出于神的恩典，我们才会继续的存活到现在。
And it is only through the mercy of God that we continue to live and exist today.
那第三节一直到第四节。
And how about verse 3 and 4?
神要给我们另外一种满足。
God promised to give us a different type of fulfillment.
说我要将水浇灌口渴的，将河浇灌干旱之地，将灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Verse 3, God says, I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
好几个神应许好几个浇灌。
God promises several pouring outs.
这里讲这个口渴干旱，就指着人的心。
If we're thirsty, sometimes it's thirst of the heart.
我们常常看那个小孩子小小的，就会会讲说活得很无聊。
Sometimes we see little kids. They say, "Well, I'm pretty bored with this life."
有时候我在看那个教会那个幼稚班的教室，哇，玩具好多。
Sometimes I go into the RE classrooms, and especially with the little kids, they have a lot of toys.
你用新的给他玩，玩一下子，无聊了。
You give them a new toy, they may be interested for a short period of time, and then they get bored.
然后再从那里拿新的下来，其实是他玩过的，他忘记了。
And then you give them a new toy, really it's a recycled old toy, but they've forgotten that they've ever played with it.
那一下又无聊了。
But then, just a little while later, they're bored again.
以前的人哦，至少像我们这一代小孩子的时候，我们什么无聊没有想过。
I don't really remember being bored when I was a kid.
那现在什么都有。
But now we have everything.
那无聊。
And they're bored.
那以前的人很穷啊，没有想过这个字。
People in the past were poor and never even came up with the thought of boredom.
那到底关键在哪里？
So,What has been the change in perspective?
现在人呢，外在拥有很多。
Today, people have much around them.
但是里面很空虚。
But emptiness inside of them.
这个是无聊的开始。
This is true boredom.
那要解决这个问题怎么解决？
How do you solve this problem?
这里说我要将我的灵浇灌口渴的，我的将水浇灌口渴的。
God says, I will pour water on the thirsty.
那将河，这个水一直流，河浇灌干旱之地。
And as the water keeps pouring out, streams will appear out of the dry ground.
所以我们大家都会有一个体验你说常常祷告被圣灵充满。
So we say we pray and we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候你坐在客厅，你在看外面。
We may sit in our living room and look outside.
那你都电视都不需要开。
Then you don't even need the TV.
你内心觉得很甜美，有一种很平安喜乐这样一直涌出来。
Because you have peace and sweetness flowing out of the depths of your heart.
这个就是生命的丰盛。
This is fulfillment in life.
这个才是解决我们人生问题的一个根本。
This is a solution to the basic problem of mankind.
如果没有回到神那里寻求生命的丰盛，只是外在一直要抓东西，抓更多更无聊。
If we don't return to God, then all we do is grasp at straws at the things around us, and we feel ever more bored.
下面说，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
God says, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
不只是给这一代，也要给下一代。
God is not only going to bless us, but our descendants.
我记得一个信徒在见证啊，说他的小孩子啊，学生年会回去完以后，真的他就上网很短就结束了，那也不打电动玩具。
I remember a member telling me that after their child went home from student spiritual convocation, he stopped chatting so much on the internet and playing with video games.
但是啊，过了一两个礼拜又回来了。
But after a week or two, all his old habits came back.
但是他有一个体验。
But through this, there was an experience to be gained.
他每一次带领他的孩子啊，自己在家里祷告。
The member started leading his child to pray in the house every day.
那如果祷告比较深入，祷告比较久，他小孩子上网时间就比较短。
And every time they prayed longer and more frequently, the less internet surfing there would be.
这是一个信徒的体验。
This is the experience of our members today.
这是真的。
This is the truth.
因为你怎么上网上不完的。
Because you can surf all you want, you'll never finish surfing.
但是你的心啊，如果被神的灵充满。
But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
你应该做的事做完了，你就可以关掉了。
Then after you finish whatever you need to do on the internet, you're going to turn it off.
所以内在生命的丰盛，这是神给我们应许。
Because you have fulfillment in your inner heart, this is the promise of God.
那这是一种福气。
This is a blessing of God.
所以有一些福气啊，真的，你告诉一些外面的人，他没有办法了解。
That's why when we talk of the blessings of God, many people outside this church do not understand.
你工作不做，请一个礼拜到这边来做什么
？You've taken a whole week off from your work. Are you crazy? You're coming to here for what?
你没有办法，你解释他们没有办法了解。
They don't understand why you're doing this.
但是我们知道在这里很宝贵。
But we know that this is a precious place.
这个时光是一种享受。
We know that this is a luxury.
因为我们跟神在一起。
Because we are with God.
那从44章的第六节开始。
Now, from chapter 44, verse 6 onwards,
再提到独一的神。
It talks about the one true God.
所以在40章以后，好多的机会，神都一直在强调他的伟大，他的独一，他的超越。
So from chapter 44 onwards, God talks about His majesty, His oneness, that He is the only one.
要重新建立以色列百姓对神的信心。
That He would reestablish the faith of the people of Israel.
因为他是我们生活幸福的根本。
Because He is the foundation upon which we build our daily lives.
失去了神，就失去了一切。
If we lose God, then we've lost everything.
我们有了神。很多事情就渐渐都有了。
On the other hand, if we have God, then we will have everything.
我们看44章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 44, verse 6.
自从我设立古时的民，谁向我能宣告？第六节哈，主以色列君王，以色列救赎主，万军的神如此说：我是首先的，是末后的，除我以外，并没有真神。这里说我是首先的，我是末后的。
In verse 6, God says, I am the first and I am the last.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果你吃饭然后去排队啊，你是首先的，就表示前面没有人了。
If you get in line to eat, if you're the first in line, well, there's no one ahead of you.
你是最后的，就表示后面也没有人了。
And if you're the last, it means there's no one behind you.
那主耶稣，神是首先的，在神以前没有神。
God's the first. That means before God, there were no other gods.
在他以后也没有神。
And there are no other gods behind him.
这个表示他是没有开始也没有结束的。
That tells us that there is no beginning and no end to God.
这是神的一个很重要特性。
This is one important characteristic of God.
所以除我以外没有真神。
Apart from me, there is no God.
那跟这个神相比啊。
Now, how to compare with God?
所以从第八节开始就在提到偶像。
So from verse 8 onwards, it talks about the worthlessness of idols.
我先看第七节。
And verse 7.
自从我设立古时的民，谁能向我宣告，并指明，又为自己陈说呢？让他将未来的事和必成的事说明。这里说神可以将未来的事跟必成的事说明。
Verse 7 challenges anyone to talk about the past and the future.
啊，除了神，没有人做得到。
Because no person other than God can do so.
那第九节开始就提到偶像。
Verse 8 and onwards talks about idols.
偶像的本质是一块木头。
Idols can be just a piece of wood.
啊，所以，偶像本身呢，本来就不是神。
So they of course are not God.
啊，那为什么偶像会被拜作神？
Why is it that people take an idol and worship it as God?
哦，这常常是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
哦，我们看啊，第十八节。
Now let's read verse 18.
他们不知道，也不思想，因为神闭住他们的眼，不能看见；塞住他们的心，不能明白。十九节。
19.
啊，谁心里不醒悟，也没有知识，也没有聪明啊，能够说。我曾拿掉一份在火中烧，在炭火烤过。我烤过的肉，这剩下的，我只要做可憎的物吗？我岂啊可向木头刻拜呢？啊，所以这段圣经在描写啊人心呐、啊、被蒙蔽了，所以就不能够认识这个独一的神。
These two verses tells us that human beings have been blinded, and therefore they cannot recognize that an idol is not God.
那从二十一节到二十八节。
Now from verse 21 to verse 28.
这一位神他是我们的救赎主。
Isaiah talks about how God is our redeemer.
这一位神是我们的盼望。
That he is our hope.
啊，当然，这也是对当时的以色列百姓说的。
These were directed towards the people of Israel.
啊，所以我们可以看二十八节。
So we can read verse 28.
啊，论古列说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，啊，必下令建造耶路撒冷，命立稳定圣殿的根基。
Verse 28, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I please. He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let its foundations be laid.
啊，神用外邦的王来拯救以色列百姓。
God uses a foreign king to come and save the people of Israel.
啊，允许他们回来重建圣殿。
To allow them to return to build the temple.
啊，这样说了，过了几十年以后，就这样成就。
And after Isaiah prophesies in this fashion,Not many years later, it came to its fruition.
所以他是救赎的主。
So God is the Redeemer.
啊，那当然，神也是掌管历史的一个。
Of course, God controls history.
啊，所以历史的啊演变都是在神的控制之下。
And so the twists and turns of history are under His control.
从四十五章一节到第四节。
From chapter 45, verse 1 to verse 10.
啊，再讲啊第一节。
Verse 1.
我说高的古列，我搀扶他的右手，使列国降服在他面前。所以古列外邦的人啊，也是神所高的。
This verse tells us that Cyrus was appointed by God.
他在掌管历史。
He is a foreign king, yet God controls history and so makes him king.
那第五节到二十五节。
Now from chapter 5 to verse 25.
四十五章的第五节到二十五节。
And chapter 45 verse 5 to 25.
再一次的重申，除了神以外，圣经的这一位神啊，没有其他的神。
Once again repeats that other than the God in this Bible, there is no other God.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我是神，在我以外并没有别的神，除了我以外再没有神。
Verse 5.
你虽然不认识我，我必给你束腰。
I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me.
哦，所以神是唯一的。
God is the one true God.
那我们现在看这个社会啊，好多的神。
But in today's society, there are many gods.
啊，那在这个社会里面讲究的是啊，要啊接纳不同的宗教。
Today in this society, we accept all religions.
啊。这是一种文化文明的表现。
Because this is an expression of a democracy.
啊，但是啊，如果我们回到圣经
，But if we return to the Bible,
神只有一位。
There is only one true God.
除了圣经的这一位神，其他都不是神。
Other than the God that is in this Bible, all the other gods are false.
啊，所以我们活在这个社会，但是我们对神的观念、信仰的观念 不能够被同化。
So even though we live in this culture, in this society of freedom and democracy, we cannot let the bad portions of this societal influence us in an adverse way.
好，我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
或在那与造他的主争论的，他不过是地上的瓦片中的一块啊，一片泥土，岂可对造他的说你做什么呢？所做之物岂可说你没有手？这里说啊，我们人没有办法跟神辩驳什么。
Verse 9 tells us that we must not quarrel with our maker.
所以神怎么造我们，我们就只能够接受。
However God has created us, we should accept it.
我们再看十一节。
In verse 11.
主以色列的圣者就是造以色列的如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的众子并我手所做的工，你们可以求我命定。十二节。
And 12.
我又造地又造人，在地上我亲手铺张的诸天，天上的万象由我所命定的。所以在这里不断一直在重复神是人类的来源，神非常的伟大。
This passage again reminds us that God is the creator of all mankind and that God is all powerful and all majestic.
就是要坚定以色列百姓的信仰。
This is to strengthen and reestablish the faith of the Israelites.
我们再读几节。
Let's read on.
四十五章。
Chapter 45.
第二十一节
Verse 21,
你们要述说臣民，你们礼让的要彼此商议，从古时指明谁从上古述说不是我主吗？除了我以外再没有别的神，我是公义的神又是救主，除了以外再没有别的神。
Verse 21, declare what is to be presented, let them take counsel together, who foretold this long ago, who declared it from the distant pastWas it not I, the Lord, and there is no God apart from me, a righteous God and a Savior, there is none but me.
我们再看二十五节。
Verse 25.
以色列的后裔都必因神称为义，并要夸耀。
25. But in the Lord, all the descendants of Israel will be found righteous and will exult.
这是神对人的恩典。
This is the mercy of God towards human beings.
要被称为义。
That we will be deemed righteous.
那这个事情实践就是主耶稣来世界。
And this occurred when Jesus came to the world.
那四十六章以赛亚书四十六章。
And chapter 46.
讲神超越巴比伦的偶像。
Reminds us that God surpasses all the idols of Babylon.
那有时候我们看那个青年小孩子会问神叫人只能拜他，不能拜别人，那神太骄傲。
Little children may ask us, well.God wants human beings to worship Him and Him only. Well, then God's too arrogant.
但是事实上不是这样。
But the truth of the fact of the matter is not this.
因为神是独一的。
Because God is the one and only God.
所以我们看第四十六章第五节。
So let's read 46 chapter 5.
你们将谁与我相比呢？与我同等的可以与我比较，使我相同呢？
To whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared?
没有一个能够跟神相比。
There is no one that compares to God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们要追念上古之事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。
Verse 9. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me.
所以重复不断在强调这我们所拜的是独一伟大的真神。
So this book keeps on repeating that we worship the one true God who is almighty.
那四十七章到四十八章。
How about chapter 47 and 48?
四十七章就是在预言巴比伦的败落。
Chapter 47 talks about the fall of Babylon.
巴比伦虽然有拜他的神。
Babylon had its own gods.
但是他的神不是圣经的这个神。
But their gods were not the true God of the Bible.
所以巴比伦的命运不在乎他所拜的神，而在乎以色列人所拜的神。
And so the destiny of Babylon lay not in their own gods' hands, but in the hands of the one true God.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
你这个专好宴乐安乐居住的，现在当听这个话，你心说唯有我除我以外再没有别的，我必至不至于寡居，这也不至上子的事。这是他们对自己他们对自己的未来的一个夸口。
Verse 8, the people of Babylon brag to themselves saying, I am and there's none besides me.
就是我的前途我自己可以控制。
I control my own destiny.
其实到了十一节。
But if you see verse 11,
祸患要临到你，你不知何时发现灾害要落在你身上。
God tells them that disaster will come upon you and you will not know how to conjure it away.
所以这一段圣经更让我们知道我有拜真神才有真正的幸福。
This tells us again that only if we worship the true God will we be blessed.
连巴比伦也在神的掌管中。
Because even Babylon was under the control of God.
那四十八章
Chapter 48.
就是前面一直在重复不断在讲神是独一的，神是真的。
Up to this point, God keeps emphasizing that He is the one true God.
所以到四十八章就回头劝告以色列民要回归向神，听神的话。
And so chapter 48 urges the people of Israel to listen to God's calling.
既然这个神是独一伟大的，你们要回归向他。
If God is indeed the only one and true God, well then the people of Israel must return to Him.
这是四十八章主要是所说的。
This is the main theme of chapter 48.
我们看一节第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我为我的名暂时忍怒，为我的颂赞向你容忍，不将你剪除。第十节。
Verse 10.
我煎熬你。却不及熬炼银子，你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。十一节。
11.
我为自己的缘故必行这些事，我焉能使我的名被亵渎？我不再将我的荣耀归给假神。这里神因为自己的名，就没有剪除这些以色列百姓。
This passage shows us that God did not destroy the people of Israel for His own name's sake.
为着使他的名不至于被亵渎。
So that his people would not be destroyed and cut off.
因为神的名是荣耀的。
Because God's name is a glorious name.
所以从十二节开始就是劝以色列百姓要听从他们天上的这一位神。
So from verse 12 onwards, it encourages the people of Israel to listen to the God of heaven.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
你们当聚集而听，他们心中谁说过这事呢？这里说你们要聚集而听。
Verse 14 says, "Come together, all of you, and listen."
十六节。
And verse 16.
你们要就近我来听这个话。我从起头便未曾在隐秘处说。自从我有这个事，我在那里，这是主差遣我我和他的灵来的这里也告诉以色列百姓要听。
Verse 16 again says, "Come near me and listen to this."
所以神的心意。原来就是要以色列百姓回转归向他。
So God's ultimate purpose is that the people of Israel would return to Him.
那我们到先知书读到最后，我们发现以色列百姓最后被掳，这真的是经过几十年先知不断的提醒，他不愿意改变的结果。
So from reading this book, we realized that the Israelites were destroyed because after many, many years of listening to the prophets and ignoring them, God was fed up with them.
所以也可以看出来说，人的刚硬以及神的怜悯。
And so we see that the interaction between human will and God's mercy.
我们可以看一节那耶利米书二十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
好，耶利米书二十五章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 3.
从犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚十三年一直到今天，这二十三年之内，常有神的话临到我说，我也对你们传说，就是从早起来传说，只是你们没有听从。你看这个耶利米在传警告传几年呢？
In verse 3 we see how long Jeremiah prophesied for.
二十三年。
For 23 years.
从早上一直传到晚上。
From morning to night.
所以以色列百姓一看到耶利米就知道、哦、他来要做什么。
And so as soon as the Israelites saw Jeremiah, they knew why he was coming.
因为他每一次讲的都一样啊，要悔改，不然神的灾祸会临到。
Because his message was always the same, repent, otherwise the punishment of God will come.
讲了23年。
He repeated this over and over for 23 years.
有没有人听？
But did anyone listen?
没有人听。
Unfortunately, no.
所以有时候我们常常在想我们自己。
So let's think about ourselves.
有时候我们真的也很硬心啊。
Sometimes we are very stubborn.
神的话一直一直我们一直听一直听，但是我们就是不改变。
We keep hearing the word of God, but take no action and change not.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
25章耶利米。
Jeremiah 25 verse 5.
你们个人要回头离开恶道，所做的恶，便给居住神古时是给你们列祖之地。这里讲啊，你们要离开，你们就可以住下来。
Verse 5 says, "Turn now from your evil ways, and you can stay in the land."
那第八节。
Verse
所以万军的神说，你们没有听从我的话。第九节，我叫照北方的众族，我的仆人巴比伦就要来，所以灭亡就来了。
In verse 8 and 9, we see destruction came.
十一节，
verse 11,
这地全然荒凉，令人惊骇，这国民要服侍巴比伦70年。
Verse 11 tells us that the people of Israel would serve the kingdom of Babylon for 70 years.
所以我们在读以赛亚书还有耶利米书啊。不只是了解那个故事，也要回头过来看我们自己。
So after we read Isaiah and Jeremiah, we need to examine ourselves.
真的，回头就得神的恩典。
Turn back to God and we will be blessed.
如果我们一直硬到底，到最后就是毁坏。
If we have a stubborn heart, on the other hand, our end point will be our downfall.
所以四十七章啊，以赛亚书跟四十八章在劝告。以色列百姓要听从神的命令。
So Isaiah 47:48 exhorts the Israelites to listen to God.
那四十九章到五十六章。
Now from chapter 49 to chapter 56,
就提到主的仆人他的工作，还有以色列的复兴。
Isaiah talks about the work of the servant of the Lord and the restoration of Israel.
这个主的仆人当然就是指着。主耶稣
servant of the Lord we know is Jesus Christ.
他的福音要传到地极
and his gospel would be spread to the ends of the earth.
我们先看第五节
let's read verse 5.
主从我出胎造就我做他的仆人，要是雅各归向他，是以色列到他那里聚集。第六节
and verse 6.
原来他说你做我的仆人是雅各众支派，父亲是以色列得以保全归回，尚为小事，我还要使你做外邦人的光。这个地方讲，我要使你做外邦人的光。
Isaiah 49 verse 6 says that Jesus will be a light for the Gentiles.
所以神的救恩将要临到地极啊。
And so that the gospel of salvation will reach all the ends of the earth.
我们看十一节。
And let's read verse 11.
我要使众山成为大道，我的大路也被修高。十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，这些从远方来，这从北方来，从西方来，这从秦国来。请读。
Verse 11. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up.See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan.
这个在讲神的选民要从世界各个地方回来归向神。
These two verses tell us that the people of God will come to him from all corners of the world.
主的恩要传遍地极。
That the mercy of God will be spread to the whole world.
那从十四节。
From verse 14.
一直到二十六节
to verse 26,
就这一章的结束
which is the end of this chapter,
就提到神的恩典呢是永久不会改变的。
Isaiah tells us that God's grace is everlasting and unchanging.
我们看十五节
verse 15,
妇人因为忘记她的婴孩不连续她所生的，岂有忘记的？我却不忘记你。
Verse 15, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born, though she may forget?I will not forget.
有一天聚完会，发现怎么两个小孩子还在教会。
One day after services had ended, I discovered that there are two kids still at church.
因为他爸爸忘记载他回去了。
Because their father forgot to take them home.
我打电话给他的爸爸，你怎么忘记小孩子
？So I called him up and how could you forget your kids?
我以为我的太太会在。
And he told me, well, I thought my wife was going to take him home.
太太说，我以为我先生会在，那两个小孩留在教会。
His wife thought similarly, and so the two kids were left at church.
哦，父母会忘记小孩子。
Even parents forget their kids sometimes.
但是天父不会忘记我们。
But God will never forget us.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.